Extra consideration was given for correct grammar, punctuation, and spelling. The essays gave interesting perspectives on how to reach out and connect with the youth of today. First place winner and recipient of the ICOM IC7300 is Katie Campbell. She's 16 years old, KE8LQR. Second place winner and recipient of the ICOM ID52A dual band multifunction D-Star radio is 14-year-old Leela Shearer. It's KK7RRV. And the third place winner and recipient of an ICOM T10 dual band handheld transceiver is 15-year-old Michael Simon, KK7KLG. Having read your many essays, we can tell that our youth are full of great ideas and are brimming with enthusiasm to keep our hobby alive and well in the future, said Paul Ewing, N6PSE, Intrepid DX Group President. We received a number of outstanding essays and wished that we had more prizes for the deserving authors. In the coming weeks, though, we will be sharing the winning essays on our Facebook page. Thank you to all of the youth participants for helping us make our fifth annual Youth Essay Contest a success. ARRL Straight Key Night will be January 1st, 2025 from 000 UTC through 2359 UTC. This event is not a contest, but rather a day dedicated to celebrating our CW heritage. Participants are encouraged to get on the air and simply make enjoyable, conversational CW QSOs. The use of straight keys or bugs to send CW is preferred. There are no points scored, and all who participate are winners. All authorized amateur frequencies may be used, but activity has traditionally been centered on the HF bands. Entries for Straight Key Night must be received, though, by January 3rd, 2025. Votes for the best fist and most interesting QSO will be tabulated and included in those results. Send your information to straightkey@arrl.org or by mail to ARRL Straight Key Night, 225 Main Street, Newington, Connecticut, 06111. For more information, contact by mail, contest@arrl.org, or give us a call at 860-594-0232. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. I think it is only appropriate that after we have finished celebrating AO7's accomplishments and birthday, that we recognize SAUDISAT 1C,